start at the very, very beginning. And here we are at Bridgerton House. When in fact, this isn't Bridgerton House. This is the Ranger's House in Greenwich, a beautiful property in Greenwich, which is up on the hill. It would have had beautiful views right down to the Thames when it was first built in the 1700s. So it's supposed to be in Grosvenor Square. And Grosvenor Square was in the heart of Mayfair. Mayfair was and still is to this day one of the most expensive areas of London. So this is where the really most important people would have wanted to live, where the aristocracy would have lived. And why would they have wanted to live here? Well, they wanted to live here because you're here very close to Buckingham Palace. Buckingham Palace is just over to the right. Just next to it is St. James's Park, Hyde Park. And this is where you would go out, not for a stroll, you would go out to promenade. And you would promenade in order to meet up with other members of the aristocracy, what was known as the ton. The ton were the top members of society, the most wealthy. And if you were in trade, you would be very, very much looked down on. Merchants, even though they were very, very wealthy, architects, very, very wealthy, they would still be looked down on because they were not members of the nobility. Now, as you can see, Grosvenor Square now, very large square, but most of the buildings all around here have been built since the time of our drama, which is actually in 1813. So, 1813, here we have a very large building here. This is actually the old American embassy, very modern building. But let me show you what Grosvenor Square might have looked like at the very end of the 1700s. So just before the period of our drama, this is what it looked like. So as you can see, carriages going around the square. You have these beautiful neoclassical buildings all around. And so actually, our Ranger's House from Greenwich would have sat very, very nicely in Grosvenor Square. So on one side, we had the Bridgertons in the Ranger's House. And what did we have on the other side of the square? Well, for the filming of that, we need to go to Bath. We go right out to the West Country. And here we have one of the most beautiful roads in England. This is the Royal Crescent in Bath, built during the 1700s. And this building on the end is actually number one Royal Crescent. And if we go a little bit closer, this is actually the Featherington home. So this is one side of Grosvenor Square. But if you look really carefully, you will see they're so clever when they make these programs because they choose their locations, but then they enhance it or they change it. So actually, this number one Royal Crescent is actually really only used for the doorway because when they dress it up, this is what it looks like. So we've got an extra balustrade in there above with the balcony. We've got all these extra details on the sides of the walls. And so it's really been, you know, embellished in order to make it look very, very beautiful. So this is the Featherington House on one side of Grosvenor Square and on the other side, the Bridgerton House. But if we go inside the Bridgerton House, that was not filmed at the Ranger's House in Greenwich. We have to go to RAF Halton, which is up to the north of London and north and over to the west. Oh, sorry, it's actually out in Herefordshire. So it's on the borders with Wales, sorry. And it's a beautiful old building at RAF Halton that is used for this. Here we go inside and you can see this spectacular central hall. And this is used for the wedding feast of the Duke and Duchess of Hastings once they're married. And it's also used for one of the very early scenes that we see inside here. It's a beautiful, beautiful space. You might recognize this staircase heading up and you might remember Eloise Bridgerton shouting very, very loudly and very unladylike up to her sister Daphne because she is just about to leave the house to go and be presented to the Queen for her debutante ball. This is the big moment of her life. Now, one of the early scenes that we see in places that we're presented to is Lady Danbury's house. And if we look at Lady Danbury's house, we can see those details on the sides of the walls that have been picked up on the Featherington home. So you can see how clever The filming company is Shondaland, they're called. How clever they are at picking up on details and embellishing everything. But the Holborn Museum, and it is a museum, is actually in Bath. And it's a beautiful, beautiful property, as you can see from the exterior. So this is the exterior of Lady Danbury's house. And this is where we also meet the hero of the series one. And that, of course, is the Duke of Hastings, whose mother was best friends with Lady Danbury and whose mother died when he was born. And therefore, Lady Danbury kind of takes the Duke of Hastings under her wing. But where do we have to go in order to see the interior of Lady Danbury's house if it isn't filmed here? Well, we go to Badminton House. Now, Badminton House is in the Cotswolds. It's not terribly far from Tetbury. And Tetbury is where we also find Highgrove, which is the actual home of Prince Charles. Now, Badminton is a beautiful, beautiful home, which is owned by the Duke and Duchess of Beaufort. Their family goes back, way back, 600-700 years. And in fact, they are almost related to royalty. So much so that Queen Mary, who was the grandmother of our current queen, she spent much of World War II living here with members of her family, the Duke and Duchess of Beaufort, during World War II. Now, Badminton House also gives its name to the game of badminton, because this was a game that already existed outside of England, but it was during the 1860s that it was taken up by some of the military who were stationed here. And they used to use this hallway here in order to have the shuttlecock flying from one side to the other. So actually the size of a badminton court is pretty much the same as the entrance hall here at Badminton House. Now, there are several scenes that are filmed here at Badminton House, difficult to photograph inside Badminton House, but here we come. We have the exterior of Badminton House, which also doubles up as the exterior of Cliveden, which is the country seat of the Duke of Hastings. Now, for those of you who remember this series well, you might remember a scene where Daphne, the new Duchess of Hastings, is not getting on terribly well with her husband. They are very, very angry with each other, and he is out here on the lawn, and he is shooting pigeons. There's a group of gentlemen, and they are all shooting. She is inside this room, behind these doors, and she is playing the piano. And she's playing the piano very, very loudly in order to try and distract him from what he's doing. It's a kind of battle of wills going on here. So that's Badminton House. Now, when we think of all these places outside of London, they look very, very different to London. But actually, do they? Because there are lots of houses built in London that are built with this Bath or Cotswold stone, this lovely, warm, yellow, honey-coloured stone. And one of those is actually Lancaster House. Now, Lancaster House is very, very close to Buckingham Palace. And in fact, Buckingham Palace, before it became Buckingham Palace, was actually Buckingham House. And it was much smaller than it is today. And if you were to go to the rear of Buckingham Palace, you would see that it is actually very, very similar in colour to Lancaster House. So actually built with this Cotswold stone. So actually many of members of the nobility would have had homes in London, many of them built with this Cotswold stone. So it's quite natural that Bath and places in the Cotswolds should be chosen as locations. But Lancaster House itself is actually one of our locations. And if we go inside, you may recognize the music room. The music room is where Queen Charlotte, she is seen regularly with her little pooch, and she is seen reading that naughty magazine, telling us all about the scandal amongst the aristocracy, amongst the ton. Now, it's also used for filming in many, many programs, particularly The Crown. And the reason why it's used is because it was decorated in the 20s, 27, between 1827 and 1837, that was when it was really decorated inside. And when Queen Victoria came to Lancaster House and she saw Lancaster House, she was bowled over by it. She said, "I have come from my house to your palace," she said to the to Lady Sutherland, Duchess of Sutherland. And so Buckingham Palace actually looks very similar to this inside. So this is a very fitting place for filming, except Buckingham Palace tends to be a little bit more colourful than Lancaster House. And also the thing that's also great about Lancaster House is the rooms are very, very large. So this is the music room, and Lancaster House now is belonging to the government. So we have lots of receptions and corporate entertainment, lots of things going on here inside Lancaster House. And this room in particular is the room that is used a lot. The music room is used a lot, but also this room. And you probably will recognize this. Look at this carpet. Once you've seen this carpet and you've noted this carpet and you watch another period drama, you'll say, "I know where that was. That was inside Lancaster House." This is the Long Gallery, and lots of paintings on the walls belonging to Dukes and Duchess of Sutherland from their collection. And this is where Queen Charlotte receives the Duke and Duchess of Hastings. You might remember that. When they are desperate to get married, and she stands sitting there, and they come to plead their case. Why should they get married so quickly? Daphne says, "It's because it was love at first sight," and she's interrupted by the Duke of Hastings, who said, "It was not love at first sight. Certainly not. Not for me anyway," he said. "But as I got to know her, I realized that she had become my best friend, the person with whom I like to spend time more than anyone else in the world. And that is the reason why we want to be married so quickly."